Here's Tim Harwood with a rundown of the latest Waterloo Blackhawks game.
42 years of games between the Waterloo Blackhawks and the Des Moines Buccaneers, and a Friday night late season 6-3 Blackhawks victory, the 100th regular season win for Waterloo in this series. Ray Fust, a hat trick. The Blackhawks prevail and pick up two very valuable late season points that keep the Hawks in the running to still finish fifth in the USHL Western Conference, but the Hawks need some help to make that happen. It's time for our post-game scoring summary presented by Ted's Home and Hardware. And until the third period, this was very much a back-and-forth game. Both teams had leads in the first. The Blackhawks took their lead just seconds into the game. Now along the boards on left wing, Wolf trying to keep it from McCormick, but Wiley keeps a clearing attempt in left point. Up the wall, Jeanette into the slot. Here's a shot by Jake Schneider. Waterloo scores! Coming from behind the net, Mason McCormick got to the top of the crease, created at least some difficulty for Keppel if he did not deflect the puck. But at 51 seconds of the opening period, here come the Hawks, a 1-0 Waterloo lead. McCormick's seventh of the season from Jeanette and Schneider at the 51-second mark to give the Blackhawks a 1-0 lead. Des Moines tied it up at 3:44, the equalizer in transition. A 2-on-1 rush with defenseman John Prokop coming up the ice, getting a pass from Joey Muldowney and pulling it to his backhand to tap it into an open side. Prokop from Muldowney and Henry Bartle. And then Des Moines took what proved to be their only lead of the game at 16:01. Connor Pelk forcing a turnover inside the Blackhawks zone, and at the same time he worked the puck free, he was able to get enough behind it to put it on goal and in past Emmett Crotto. The goal for Pelk assisted by Jack Pascucci, making it 2-1 Des Moines at 16:01. But the Blackhawks had an answer before the period was over. Nikolajania trying to hang on to it, getting a workout from Ness. Hawks clear to the line, and now Jeanette out to center, 1-on-1. Jeanette up the ice, crossing the line, trying to get around Babalakwa. A backhander, he scores! What a goal by Jacob Jeanette! Getting the puck near the bottom of the right circle and backhanding one on a rope over the shoulder of Keppel. Here come the Hawks, a late first period equalizer. An unassisted goal for Jeanette, his eighth of the season at 8:47, tying the teams at 2 apiece, which was the score at the first intermission. Waterloo went back ahead in the second after dealing with a little bit of adversity. There was a 5-minute major penalty called on Mason McCormick. He was given the gate, but about a minute into that 5-minute major, an offsetting call when Owen Baker and Jake Schneider created a shorthanded chance. So 2 minutes of 4-on-4 time. That's when the Blackhawks went back in front. Geary, a takeaway, put it off the glass, out to Waldron, coming up the ice with Fust. Gives it to him, Fust, a lane right up the slot, Fust, a backhander, he scores! Here come the Hawks! Ray Fust got Keppel to open up and tapped it between the pads, and Waterloo to the lead. Fust just getting started with his 11th goal as a Blackhawk and 15th of the season, the 4-on-4 score at 10:28. But the Buccaneers would get the next one. It came shortly after their subsequent power play time ended at the end of that 5-minute major penalty to McCormick. The tying goal for Dylan Wagner at 14:44, a puck that was kept free near the front of the Blackhawk net. Fyodor Nikolajania getting the primary assist after making the play to keep the puck from being covered up by Emmett Crotto. Also an assist on that goal to Connor Pelk, his second point of the night. So the game went to the second intermission with the teams tied at 3. But then the Blackhawks came alive when they got some power play opportunities. Waldron wins the draw, Shifsky right point, scampers into the corner, plays it to Waldron there, right back to Shifsky, side of the goal, then Waldron behind the net for Fust, a shot, he scores! Here come the Hawks! Ray Fust, his second of the game, a new lead for the Blackhawks with the power play conversion. Fust's second of the game, 12th as a Blackhawk, 16th of the season, assisted by John Waldron and by Garrett Shifsky at 4:55. That would prove to be the game winner, but the Blackhawks had another power play goal in them. Jeanette wedging it back to Renzel above the right circle. Renzel's pass for O'Connell is deflected, but still comes to Wiley now for Renzel. Shooting, he scores! Here come the Hawks. A power play goal for Sam Renzel. His second Blackhawk goal and the first multi-goal lead of the night for Waterloo. Renzel's second as a Blackhawk, assisted by Wiley and O'Connell at 7:47, making it a 5-3 Blackhawk lead, the first multi-goal lead for either team in the game. The Buccaneers called timeout with 3.5 minutes left to play, with the Hawks still up by two, and pulled their netminder Remington Keppel. But rather than getting a chance to rally back into the game, it was the Blackhawks adding to the lead. Davey has it back. Drops it to the top of the right circle. Tinling overskated it. Waldron takes it away. Waldron up the ice for Fust. Trying for the hat trick. He scores! A hat trick for Ray Fust on the empty net goal at 17:01 of the third period. It's 6-3 Waterloo. 17:01, the time of that score. The third of the night, 17th of the season, and 13th as a Blackhawk for Fust, assisted by John Waldron. And Waterloo would win by the resulting score of 6-3. Depending on how you count the power plays, the Hawks were either 2-for-3 or 2-for-4. The Bucks were either 0-for-4 or 0-for-5. Each team with a 5-minute major that was interrupted by an offsetting penalty. And the power play times were distinct. So even though it was the same penalty that was called, the same 5-minute major, totally distinctive power play situations, and the correct scoring would be 2-for-4 for the Hawks on the power play, the Buccaneers 0-for-5. In the third period, Waterloo had 10 shots on goal to the Buccaneers 6, for game totals of 27 on the Waterloo side and 19 for Des Moines. The win to Emmett Crotto with 16 saves. The loss to Remington Keppel, stopping a total of 21 out of 26 that he was in net to face. That's our post-game scoring summary, presented by Ted's Home and Hardware. Hinges, hooks, hangers, and other hardware can help improve your home or workshop one little thing at a time. These products and more of the little things that make the biggest difference are made by National Hardware. Their products available from Ted's Home and Hardware in Evansdale, where you can get help with your project. Stop in to see Ted and his staff. They're there to help. Ted's Home and Hardware, 3550 Lafayette Road in Evansdale. The Blackhawks tapped the Des Moines Buccaneers 6-3. Same two teams for an instant rematch at Young Arena Saturday night to wrap up the regular season.
Hear live play-by-play coverage of each Waterloo Blackhawks game on 1650 The Fan. For details about the next broadcast, visit 1650thefan.com.